Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, and this is an Italian-American podcast. And I am your host, Frankie D, and a little background on our show. We can be heard at www.italianamericanlife.com. Also, we can be heard on iTunes, Stitcher, and the podcast app on your phone. And please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and connect with us on LinkedIn. My show today is with two very fine guests, Cindy Bomben and Daniele Signorini, who are a married couple living in Rome. Cindy is originally from the Chicago area, Norridge, Illinois, to be specific, and studied in Rome, and they met, and they're married, and she's been living there for about 20 years, and they have a business. So, guys, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
And you happen to be here on vacation, I would take it, because yes. Your parents still live here in Norridge, Illinois.
Yes, I'm visiting family and friends. We're visiting family and friends that live in Norridge and in the Chicago area for Christmas.
So. Beautiful. Okay. See. Okay. Tell me about, Cindy, where is your family from in Italy?
So I am born in Norwich, but my mother is from a small town outside of Lucca in Tuscany. So Sant'Andrea di Compito, it's about 12 kilometers outside of Lucca. And my father is from Pescincanna. So he's from Friuli, the northeast region in Italy, a small town there. They met in Canada and Ontario, moved to Chicago around 1960 and created and formed their family here. And
very nice.
Three.
Did you go to Italy often as a child?
We did.
Like a yearly thing?
Almost every year, yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's
did.
Great.
And,
where would you go, though?
So we would go both regions, mostly. We also then went to Rome. But we would visit Lucca, so Sant'Andrea di Compito, and the other towns there that my mom and her family is originally from, and visiting cousins. My dad's side, we would then go up near Venice. So he's about 45 minutes, an hour from Venice. His town is on the border of Veneto and Friuli. And we would visit, I have about 40 first cousins there. And my nonna was alive, yes, through 19, early 90s. And I visited her. I then also fell in love with Rome and Italian culture and ended up, I'm a product of Loyola University Chicago. It's my alma mater. I got my undergrad and my master's degree there.
Loyola University, I have heard of it, yes.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of shows dealing with Loyola University in Chicago.
Go Ramblers.
Yes.
Did
you take Italian there? Did you?
I didn't.
Because I thought you might have, maybe majored in it.
I took Italian in high school. So I went to Mother Guerin High School and took Italian there. So traveling often to Italy, connecting with our family, seeing my nonna and my cousins on my mom's side.
I assume you spoke pretty well in Italian.
Yes, I learned it. We learned it at home. My mother's mother lived with us here in Norwich, and we spoke Italian at home.
Oh, she lived with you.
Yes,
so.
Frequently with nonna. So I was really lucky. I had a complete bilingual home, and my mom being and dad being from different regions, there really was no dialect. So
it was Italian.
It was pretty spot on Italian, apart from some Tuscan accent of my nonna and some particularly.
Well, sure, there's always a little bit.
Yeah,
yes.
So.
Yeah.
So.
And then you studied at the Loyola Rome Center. Was that something you wanted to do when you went to Loyola initially?
I knew they had a Rome program, but I was majoring in sciences. I was bio major. I didn't think I could do that. I didn't think I could study abroad.
Plus the fact that, in a way, you had been to Italy so many times,
exactly.
It probably wasn't such a big thrill to say, I want to go study in Rome, because you've probably been to Italy, 15 times at that
but
point.
But that's what did it. Having traveled there frequently since I was 16, I just kept wanting to go back.
So you really liked it there.
Yeah, but I wanted to go to a different area. And Rome, with Loyola, the Gian Felice Rome Center, gave me that opportunity. So I took that during my senior year. So I did it late.
You went your senior year?
I
didn't even know you could do that.
I made it happen. And
well, good for you.
I said, I'm going to do it.
And did that trip kind of change you? Or change your life, I should say.
It completely changed my life. I fell in love with Rome and another region of Rome. Region of Italy, and then I went back as a student life assistant, working in student development and sharing my bicultural
in nature. Rome.
Yes.
So did you go for this job because you wanted to stay in Rome?
I did want to go back. Yes, I wanted to live and work in Rome. I was hoping to then return to teach English language. That's, I have a master's in English language.
So the first English job was literature. That working for Loyola?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. You were working for Loyola.
Yes.
And how long was that for?
It was just a year, an academic year, out in the Rome Center at the Gentleman.
Did you stay at the Rome Center that year?
I did. You lived there and you worked.
So you were all set up. I mean, a place to live, you had a job.
I had both languages. I was helpful to the students. I led a few day trips with them and excursions into the city. And I was there. That was a resource because I'd already done the program. It was a beautiful way, but also to share my, I was proud. I was proud also that I knew both languages very, very well. And to share and help them understand maybe something that they couldn't. A lot of them are not Italian origin, so they really just chose Italy or chose Rome because they went to the Loyola Rome Center or because they just wanted to.
So the majority are not Italian Americans.
No.
There are some.
There are some, yes. And actually, I made some great friends that were. And actually, I went all the way to Rome to meet others that live in the Chicagoland area.
Is that right?
Yes. Wonderful friends. I'm still in touch with this.
To this day.
So
after a year, was like the job up? Like
Yes, it expired as a grad assistant job. I came back, finished my master's here at Lakeshore. I completed that in a year and a half.
With the intention of going back again?
I'm going to teach English.
So in Rome?
Yes, in Italy.
In Italy. So you loved Italy. You just wanted to be in Italy.
I wanted to go back.
And that's great.
I did. I said, I can do this. I know the city now. I studied and lived there as an assistant. So I went back in 99 and ended up staying. I stayed.
So when does Daniele come into the picture now?
I met him while I was a student life assistant. He was studying in Siena, and he was visiting the Rome Center.
Yeah, I was finishing my university, and I started the university in Rome, and then I finished in Siena. And I'm a telecommunication engineer. And so I was waiting at the moment. I was waiting the beginning of the classes. So and living in Rome, I was waiting to go to Siena, actually. So I was frequenting some friends of mine that were frequenting the Loyola University of Chicago Rome campus. And so I was introduced to Cindy. And we start to go... out and I love to show to her Rome or my Rome, and so we start to frequent each other, and but then she had to leave at the end of the
after
of
that
the program.
Year
yes
okay
and but I decided to come to Chicago to visit her that summer. So I went for the second time in Chicago that summer, and I remained, let's say, that summer with her. And
now, do you have any relatives in Chicago?
No.
Any relatives in America?
No.
So you say Romano di Roma.
Romano di Roma.
Yes, tutta la vita.
Exactly. Yes, from the lineage of my father, I am the 8th generation Roman.
Wow, that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was your, did you like Chicago the first time you saw it?
Yeah, I have to say that as an Italian kid, I was completely full of the American TV series. So it was, for me, it was a dream finally to visit the United
Does
States.
Does the name Dan Peterson mean anything to you?
Oh, of course, yes.
Okay, I was just checking. Yes, because I remember when I went to the Rome Center and seeing him on television, this American guy doing all the sports things. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Consider that he was a speaker on TV, but he was also a great coach
for basketball.
Yes, for the team of Milan.
Oh, he was.
And he won also sometimes the league.
Is that right?
League as a coach.
Wow.
Yes. So that's, and it was a sort of mythological figure.
Well, sure, because he was so, you know, he wasn't an Italian American. He was American. I mean, this was an American man that had such an influence on Rome because he was on television.
Exactly.
So everybody knew him.
And he knew basketball.
And he knew his basketball, sure.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't mean to sidetrack, but I just thought of that. Yeah. So you studied at the Rome Center. You studied there, but Italian courses, if I understand correctly.
English courses.
English courses for Italians.
Right. So yes. The Rome Center at the time had English language.
So they kind of opened up a different thing, because when I went to the Rome Center, I don't recall anything like that.
No, they started it. Yeah, they started it over. Yeah.
Which makes sense.
That, service that, to the local community.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah, because that just makes it dual. That's wonderful. I did not know they did that.
Yes. And then I have to come back for finish my university to Siena and so, but every weekend I came back to Rome to see her.
So at this point you're together?
Yes.
And and I ended up finishing my master's right when he finished his laurea, and I went out in 99 and started working with John Cabot University.
Tell me about John Cabot now. John Cabot University is a university in Rome, but it's American.
It's American. It offers an American style education that is in
completely
undergraduate and graduate.
There's nothing you don't have to study Italian.
No.
So if I went to University of Illinois or I went to John Cabot, same experience except is actually in Rome.
They have fully accredited degrees now. You can get them since 2001. They are fully accredited by the Middle States Commission. So I was working with them in 99. I started working with them in 99. They needed someone to help them in student
services. It's not a super old university, though, correct?
It existed before. Era Università Privata. It was a private international university in the 70s.
It was
affiliated with Hiram College in Ohio.
Okay.
Then they disassociated and wanted to start to give their own degrees autonomously. It went through a whole commission review, and it was granted autonomy to give American undergraduate degrees in 2001 by the Middle States.
And do they have their own campus like Loyola does?
They have their own campus.
A very nice campus. Because Loyola is
beautiful. They actually
have
expanded. When I started working with them, they were 150 students. This was in 99.
That's small.
Now there are 1,000 students. Over 1,000. Right? They have flourished. They were riding the wave, really, of the study abroad population. Students coming to Rome in droves, really, to study Western civilization and culture and Italian language. But also, Rome was just very welcoming and open. It was out of the Jubilee. So it was the doors were
I think
wide
if
open.
I was 20, I would be going to John Cabot University.
Absolutely.
Because when I studied abroad, the max was a year. Well, you could do the two. I did one. You could go for 4 years.
No, you could not go 4 years. So I know people who studied also with me, the Rome Center.
Did they transfer
them?
They
did. They stayed and completed their
degree. Because they fell in love with it and they wanted to stay.
Exactly.
That's great.
So I worked with Loyola in Student Services and their admissions office for a total of 4 years. 2 years, so 99, and then my recent in 2008 through 2010. Anyway. And then I started to work for Cornell University. They have an amazing art and architecture program just for that college, for Cornell University in Rome. These students are studying architecture, fine arts, and their projects were based in Rome culture.
What better place to be?
They turn the corner, they're designing, they're sketching and drawing. So that was beautiful to assist them in all their aspects.
You've worked with many universities in Rome?
My most recent is Loyola.
Do you work with multiple universities at once, though?
No, I was with
one
at one time, yes.
And how many universities, more or less, are in Rome?
With programs in Rome, about 50 to 60.
50 to 60.
Same in Florence. There's always this rivalry between Rome and Florence. Who has the most American programs? We think Rome. I do. I've been to many.
You're just saying that because you're a Roman people.
So in total, 100. There's probably over 100 programs. There's some in Bologna. There's some in John Hopkins.
Incredible. It is very popular. I know the people at Loyola University here in Chicago told me that about 32% of all their students study abroad at one time, which blows my mind.
Yes.
Because that's like a one-third of their students that's going to go somewhere in the world to study.
Yes.
There's no way that 30 years ago the number was that high.
The John Felice Rome Center, which it's called now, when I went, it was the Rome Center, it's over 50 years that it's
been there that long.
Yes, sir.
I know they...
It's one of the first.
Is that right? And
yes.
I know they redid it.
John Felice,
is it correct?
Yes. It's actually a beautiful, beautiful place up in Monte Mario.
Oh, it's a beautiful
area.
It has
all the services, technology, a wonderful small information column under Father Michael Garanzini, it really came, it became the flower in the buttonhole of Loyola Chicago, in my opinion. And it was treated that way. And I was proud to have worked for it in my last 6 years. Yeah. So
very nice, very nice. And then tell me about starting your business.
Yes.
Localize yourself.
Yes.
Localize Explore, yourself. Experience, engage.
Yes.
That's exactly. A nice commercial.
That's the, okay. that's the idea and the process that we want to bring the people to do. I'm a telecommunication engineer. So I spend a great part of my professional career in technology, sales, and marketing. But at the certain time of my career, I was thinking to do something more involving my city, that is Rome. And so I decided to, I have seen with friends coming from US to Rome that they really appreciate being with me and seeing the going around Rome. And they always say thanks to us because it's not like going following a travel guide or similar. And so I want to try to do this this adventure, let's say. And the idea of Globalize Yourself is to put together two aspects, the global and the local. So from the idea that the local is very important because nowadays we can reach every part of the world, every destination, but actually we cannot be able to experience anything without a local perspective.
Absolutely.
So the idea is following this, say, this principle. We wanted to do and create this sort, we want to provide a sort of community of local friends for everyone who want to experience in an authentic way Rome and Italy.
That's
the idea.
So if you have, now, I was just curious about one thing. The majority of the people that use Localize Yourself, mm-hmm. are they coming from America? The United States of America?
Yes.
But I would assume you have also people from
other parts.
What other parts will be like maybe the second most?
Let me think. It could be, you know what? Africa. It's
Africa.
It's strange to say, but there is a reason. We work with a program that is a specialization in law that is called ProLaw. That is from Loyola University of Chicago. And have some students with the with a scholarship that they're coming from countries,
developing countries,
developing countries, and the majority of them are from Africa. So
really,
and they experience their life here in Chicago for a part of the time, and their life there in Rome because they will all live in apartments, so they are independent. They are not in the dorm. But the nice thing is that the university wanted to give to them this opportunity to experience Rome through Localize Yourself. And so we had these events and we have a lot of people coming from Africa participating in our events.
Very interesting.
So the second year we have, the third year we have a group of pro law students. So they're graduate students studying at the Rome Center. So Loyola University of Chicago's Rome Center. In the rule, they're a program, it's a 1 year program through the law school and the rule of law. So they're learning international law and regulations while then going back, then go back to their home countries because they're already lawyers in their home countries. So it's interesting.
Very
interesting. They're in Rome for 9 months and they've used local.
But just so everybody understands, this is not just geared towards students.
No.
No.
It's because
it's
I think initially it sounded.
To experience,
right. So this could be a senior citizens group from Athens, Georgia that wants to go to Rome. And this is a great way to say, mm-hmm. we don't know anything there.
Yeah.
We're going to have a local.
Or an Italian.
Show us this global.
Mm-hmm. Or an Italian.
Is that it? Did I get it? Okay.
Global eyes.
Yes. With
the global eyes.
That's wonderful.
So, but also, you know, it's important that even Italians, I think it's really important because I'm Italian-American, and I was lucky.
Very lucky.
My first immediate family were there. They were present. I visited with them. And I had an insider view. Then I met Daniela. So I had an insider.
But the majority of people do not have
this. They do not, but we'd like to provide that
well,
for them.
Well, that goes on my marketing scale of the bucket list, which I am going to write a bucket list one day for every Italian-American. And without a doubt, the number one thing prior to death is visiting Italy.
Absolutely.
Every Italian-American should make it a point to visit Italy to see where it all comes from. Because all they really know is stories and what they think they know. And they really don't have an idea.
Right.
So this goes along with it. And then what better way, if I'm going to go to Rome and I know nothing, I'm going to get a local to show me around. Now, tell me some of, okay, so what are some of the places we obviously know about the Vatican and we know about the Colosseum. What other types of tours and places do you take them to?
I mean, saying that the top five sites famous of Rome, it's important to be visited. But
it definitely is.
But let's say that this kind of sites cannot give you a real experience of the city, but a beautiful experience seeing something fantastic, but not the real the real life of the city.
You're with other tourists.
We love to organize a different kind of activities, like a walking tour, also through the historical center of Rome. For example, one of the most appreciated event is called In the Footstep of Caravaggio, the famous painter. And we use this theme, Caravaggio, to walk through the historical center of Rome in the neighborhood where Caravaggio was used to live when he was in Rome. We will visit beautiful churches. We have the possibility to visit and see live face-to-face in front of beautiful masterpiece of the art, six actually in that kind of tour. We will visit where Caravaggio was living.
Is at that
time.
Right?
And, but also I like to give to the participant the idea of trying to become like a sort of art detective. Caravaggio loved to put some mystery in his paintings.
He did.
And so I try to give some inputs and just to give them the, let's say, the inspiration to look a
and
little
expose
bit
them to this.
More, say, beyond what is the...
Right,
the,
that's beautiful.
Another type of activity that we have that's very popular is biking along the Appian Way. So the Appian Way is an ancient Roman road south of Rome, beautiful, and it's actually spotted with lovely ruins and catacombs. But we take groups, a group of friends, local friends, biking along this historical street. So part of it looks like Pompeii because it looks like the stone.
That is the original pathway, you know. But we have to say that the Appian Way can be called like the mother of all the highways because it was created in 312 before Christ.
That's a long time ago.
Using exactly the same criteria of a modern highway.
That's
so
amazing.
It's very interesting. But more of this, there are beautiful sunset to see
like,
going with the bike along the Appian Way and very romantic views. And so it's really beautiful opportunity to do also a little bit of sport
and
learn
a
little bit of culture.
And we also do like food and wine. So we do wine appreciation and off the beaten track enotecas that are not, no one would really find on their own. These are places that
you're not taking them to the McDonald's by Café España.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Just making sure about that. Do you offer, okay, so do you give them choices to say, what would your group, do you want to go more towards art? Do you want to go more towards this? Or do you just do one general thing?
Both, actually, because, for example, working with the students in the university, we schedule on our calendar certain events, and the students decide if they want to sign up and participate in or not. Plus, we are definitely open to every kind of request.
Oh, I see. So if somebody says, you know, my neighbor told me about this one section and I gotta go there, you will do that. Oh, that's
great.
Yes.
Sure, we will.
So you do custom made tours.
We do. We can.
Yes.
And we also, again, the idea is to help discover undiscovered areas of Rome, secret hidden enotecas, restaurants, pizzeria.
I love it. That's really very nice.
Recipes.
Yeah. Yes, that's great.
Yes, we've done cooking classes, so how to make pizza authentically with groups. So we can do a lot of those things. Parlando italiano, usando la lingua, insieme al cibo.
That's wonderful.
To make a three-dimensional kind of experience.
Is there a certain number of people?
No. It depends from event to event. There are some events that we have a minimum number of participants or a maximum number of participants.
Okay, but for example, if a man and his wife say, they contact you and they say, we're going to Italy, we're going to Rome first time.
Yes, that's what happened actually. Is the last event that we organized before to come here. In
is that right?
Yes.
There was a couple from Ann Arbor,
oh, okay.
Michigan. And they asked if they could participate in this event. And so in that case, we had a one-day trip to the Southern Tuscany. We visit one of the most beautiful villages of Italy. There is a real award for 200 villages in Italy. And we visit a bio farm that produces organic wine. So it was fantastic.
Sounds great.
They have a winery.
In a day.
That sounds great.
One day. Yeah, personalized. But we also, so we have a calendar as well on our website. So which is geared mostly to our student populations. But if someone should find themselves in Rome and they can consult our calendar, they are more than welcome to join on those events and activities.
So tell us, how do we get in touch with this utopia? I know I want to go. How do we get in touch with you?
First of all, we have a website that the address is rome.localizeyourself.com. And through the website, you have the possibility to register yourself. It's free.
So you need a login.
Yes. And after that, if you want to, let's say, continue the experience, you can become a subscriber. The cost is very small. And you have the possibility at that point to have full access to all the services that we offer, including the possibility to sign up for the events. So you can go on the website, look at the calendar, you find the event that you like, you click on the event, and you have a full page dedicated to the event when you find, a form that you can fill to sign up for the event.
Or if you're coming to Rome or Italy, just email us at info@localizeyourself.com, and we'd be happy to, if you have ideas or questions or don't know where to start or anything at all, we'd be happy to see you and welcome you to Rome and show it to you through the eyes of a local.
You can also follow us on the Facebook page and on Instagram also. So if you follow us on Instagram, you can also direct message us.
Yeah.
That sounds great. So every Italian American out there, you better go and call these people. Last question, Cindy.
Yes.
From Norridge, Illinois, living in Rome for about 20 years. What, you're not going anywhere. You're going to continue to live in Rome.
You know, I never say never, Frank, but yes, I right now continue to live in Rome.
Well,
my heart's always in Norwich and Chicago as well.
Well, no, that's great, and I love you could just see the passion and your pride and your love for all Italian. It's coming out of your extremities, and it's just great. And Daniele, it was a pleasure to meet you. You are a fine Roman, and you are doing a great thing because you also have pride and passion for your city, which you want to show the world. And that's a great way to see it.
Yes,
I want to see it from someone like that. I don't want to see it from someone who moved there from Connecticut, to be honest.
Exactly.
I want to see it from somebody who's from Rome, has been there his whole life, and knows it. So that's great, and this is wonderful, and I hope that Italian Americans take advantage of this. Yeah. And thank you so much for being here. It was a pleasure, and I love these stories. And I'm coming across quite a few Italian American girls living in Italy.
Yes.
And I think that's great. That's great.
Thank you, Frank. I think this is an amazing opportunity. And for me, it means a lot to reconnect with Norwich, the local, and our Chicagoland area, and connecting Italy and America.
Well, thank you. We're very proud of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you both, and best of luck. And as we always say on the Keeping It Real with Frankie D show, stay strong, stay sharp, and stay Italian.
Se Taormina è il più bel fiore di Sicilia, c'è la Sardegna paradiso in mezzo al mondo. Ma c'è un'isola che desta meraviglia, si chiama Capri e non si scorda più. Poi Napoli, Sorrento e così via, l'Italia è un souvenir di simpatia. Amore, pizza ed allegria, è bella l'Italia, incanto d'arte e poesia. È bella l'Italia, il mare come compagnia. Venezia che sorride a tutto il mondo, come una donna sempre ti innamorerà. Roma eterna visitata dalla gente, per le bellezze e per l'antichità. Firenze quell'artistica città, che mai nessuno al mondo scorderà. Amore, pizza ed allegria, che bella Italia. Canto d'arte e poesia, è bella l'Italia, il mare come compagnia, è bella l'Italia, un sogno nella realtà, l'Italia è questa. Quando c'è la luna piena a Portofino, del vino bianco la ragazza insieme a te, può cambiare in quell'istante il tuo destino, perché un amore più splendido non c'è. I laghi, le montagne e così via, l'Italia sembra tanta fantasia. Amore, pizza ed allegria, è bello. Canto d'arte e poesia, è bella l'Italia, il mare.